Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is The Inspection. Inspection Erotica, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. Note that this kinky story contains use of daddy as an honorific. I've been looking forward to this. After a day executing my part in society's endless play, I crave control. I'm tired, worn down, dejected. But she will change it. I sit in the armchair and look at her standing nervously before me, waiting for inspection. I tell her to remove her clothes, one article at a time. She takes off her jacket, and I stand, towering over her. As she begins to unbutton her shirt, I start to circle her. It distracts her, and she turns to look at me. I admonish her for this. She's to stare ahead and strip. Flustered at her rookie mistake, her cheeks redden and her eyes fix on the wall in front of her. I can almost hear her heart racing. I swear I can see it beating in her chest as her shirt hits the floor. Now she has no idea where my judgmental eyes are moving. She steps out of her skirt, wondering if I'm looking at her hips, her back, her legs, or her ass. She craves feedback, but she knows better than to ask for it. I make her wait. Another torturous beat, and I speak. I praise her for her choice in underwear. Daddy likes red. I tell her that her skin looks beautiful. But I'm displeased that she presented herself for inspection with her hair tied back. She remains still, but I know her heart skipped. She removes her tights and her shoes. Put the shoes back on, I say. I finish my circle and stand in front of her. She's naked except for heels. I'm impressed that she's still staring ahead. Fully exposed, she holds her nerve. I tell her to go over to the bed and place her palms down on the mattress. She arches her back and complies. Her ass in the air, forced even higher by her heels. I stand behind her and look at her in all her tempting glory and decide to touch her for the first time. My hand presses against her calf, and I apply pressure as I assess her. I want the act to feel non-sexual with clinical disinterest, and yet still lustful with intent. I slide my hand up her leg and squeeze her inner thigh. Her breathing changes, but she remains silent. My hand drifts up and brushes against her cunt with only the briefest contact. It's enough to know she's soaking. It's enough to make her hold her breath. I laugh outwardly and tell her I can't believe that this little slut is already this wet. I tell her to lie on the bed. She lies back, and her eyes widen when she sees me pull clothes pegs out of my pocket. The smallest whimper escapes her lips. "Open your legs," I say. She nods and complies. I kiss up her legs and stop at her cunt. Here is where I'll establish the ritual. I'll kiss the spot first and then apply the peg. I plant a tender peck on the left and then let the peg sink into the lip. She breathes in a wince, but like a good girl, she doesn't protest. I do the same to the other side, and the pain bubbles up inside of her. Her knees tense, and she writhes, her self-discipline being tested now. I take her nipple in my mouth and let it harden against my tongue, then attach the peg. I do the same on the other side, but kiss it for longer, lick it more deeply, a small reward for her bravery, before the next peg snaps on. I move away from her and stand at the foot of the bed. She gently writhes, summoning as much control as she can to stay still. She is completely naked, completely exposed, totally wet. Her eyes fill with tears. She is stunning. I take out my phone and tell her I want to take a picture of how beautiful she looks. She shakes. She pants. She nods. After I take the picture, I crawl onto the bed and suspend myself above her. She trembles beneath me, so I lower myself down and kiss her. She kisses back, gently but reservedly, and then I surprise her by releasing her nipple from the peg. The surge of relief travels through her tongue and into my mouth as she moans. My hand rubs the tender nipple before releasing the peg on the other side. "Daddy," she whimpers it unbidden as her breasts rub against my chest. She kisses me with more need, more hunger. She moves her head back, and I breathe against her neck, removing one of the pegs from her drenched cunt. Her leg kicks out and hooks around me, and I take the other one off too. Emboldened by being released, and knowing she's been such a good girl, she snaps both legs around me as I sink my teeth into her neck. I allow my weight to crush down onto her, and my dick glides into her needy, tight cunt. She's so delicate, so fragile. She loves feeling overwhelmed. She swears aloud, and I speed up, fucking her to give her body the release it needs. She bites my shoulder, and my balls slap against her. I grab her throat and look her in the eye. "You've been such a good girl," I say. She comes and trembles against me, around me, beneath me. Her eyes water while her body welcomes every drop of cum inside her. There is nothing outside this room, no one else who matters. She passed inspection. The long night will release the appropriate rewards, and she'll wear her bruises like medals. If you like that, you can find more of me, JM Seaborn, at writteninkink.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.